Hello, guys. Welcome to episode one of Movies and Memories with Brett and Hannah. In this movie podcast, we hope to explore all of our associated memories with our favorite films, in the hopes that these memories resonate with you too. This is my co-host, Hannah. Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Hey,
You can
Hannah.
cut that out, right?
Sure.
Hey, Red. How are
How
you?
are you?
I'm good, good, good.
Good. Yeah, we finally did it. We're here. We are live. We're not gonna edit this. We're just gonna go as is. And yeah, we finally did it. This is our movie podcast. And what film are we talking about today, Hannah?
We're doing Before Sunrise, with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, directed by
Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater.
Yes, this movie was
Linklater.
Linklater. Yeah, he's the
Yeah.
director of Dazed and Confused. He's very popular for the Before trilogy. And Before Sunrise was released in 1995 for a small budget of 2.5 million. It made 5.5 million in the box office, so it's successful. And it was produced in the United States and shot in Austria, where you are from. Yes. How
Yes,
far
I
away
am.
from you from the from where the movie was shot?
For the beginning, I mean, everything there is very close to each other when you take transportation. So when they're on the tram, that's actually the tram, I think. If they took the ring tram, it's the one that goes around my neighborhood.
Oh wow, okay.
So yeah.
So how
And
is
that
it?
bridge is like walking distance.
God dang, you did send me pictures of it because
I did.
to our listeners, Hannah and I are very good friends. We've known each other since 2012. We've only met each other at intervals during our lives, and we finally caught up again after years and years of not talking recently. And I found out she was home, and she sent me pictures. Pictures of all of she went on the Before Sunrise tour, so that was very lovely of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We did see each other though in like 2019.
2019 for sure,
Yeah.
during a friend's wedding in
No,
Bacolod.
graduation.
Graduation, sorry, or graduation.
Graduation.
There you go. Sorry, Tootie. All right. So, Hannah, can you break this down? What is the movie about?
So it's basically about two strangers that meet on a train from Budapest to Paris, and the man, Jesse. He has to get off in Vienna, and he invites this woman to spend the day with him in Vienna because she can always take the next train back to Paris where she's headed. And he invites her, and they get to talking for about like an hour only. And she's like, "You know what? Why not? I'll go spend the day with you in Vienna." And they can explore and they talk and they have like really intimate conversations. And that's basically the movie, is just a dialogue between two people, two strangers who don't know anything about each other, so they kind of get to know each other indirectly.
There you go, through a train ride. And that inevitably leads us down to the theme of this movie, which you said earlier. The theme of this movie is connection. It's about forming these powerful connections through either similarities or certain topics that you both like, which apparently Jesse and Celine did have. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Did you ever have a similar situation like that? Like someone inviting you during a train ride, like you want to hop off here? Grab coffee. You have something similar to that?
No,
Nah.
I don't think so. Did you?
I might have, yeah.
Yeah,
I might
I
have, yeah.
mean, not exactly like,
A train
not just
ride.
someone like, "Hey, hang out with me for the day." Nothing like that. Like, you just more just like some stranger. They just ask you something simple, like
Yeah.
if you could pass the coffee, or pass, sorry, not the coffee, pass the sugar or something, like from another table. And then they just like, "Oh, where are you from?" And then you just like the conversation just gets rolling and rolling and rolling. And then you don't realize how many hours have passed by. And the coffee shop's gonna close. Like, that's happened to me at least twice, I think.
At least twice,
But
yeah.
nothing really came out of it. It was at most platonic.
It's the most magical things too, like these platonic friendships, because for the sake of our listeners, how we met was also kind of similar to this
Basically
film,
that.
pretty much it. This movie is about how we met too, because all right, let me just give a quick background for the people here. So in 2012, I went home to Dumaguete for the first time after a year of being away from school. And then I got there. I hung out with the same people, same group of people. You were there. This is my version of the story. We were never introduced, but we were drinking by the beach from 8 o'clock until midnight, until past midnight. And then shortly after midnight, I was sitting alone in a, no, we were in a group of like 10 or 15 people, right? I found myself sitting alone with a bottle of beer in my hand, looking up at the moon. And then I look over to my left and you were there. And I'm like, oh, there she is. I saw you, but we were never introduced. And then you turn to me and you ask, what did you ask me again?
I don't know. I have a very different memory of this. So
Okay, so
it's going to
you
be funny.
you ask me, have you read Vox? And I'm like, yes, by Nicholson Baker. She and you went like, oh, so you're Jose Ramos? I'm like, yeah. And you said, I read the book after you did. I read the book in 2009. This book was published in the late 1990s and came and arrived in the Silliman Library in 2005. Prior to me, there were two other borrowers. I was the third one, and you were the fourth one. And that's basically how we met, through a book by Nicholson Baker, Vox. And funnily enough, the book is about conversations too. It's about a dialogue. So we have this theme of dialogue between our lives, Hannah. It's pretty
And in
cool.
person.
In
Okay,
person.
so my memory of this is if you think we met in Escanio, I totally believe you, and it's probably true, but I'm sure I was blacked out. So I don't remember this. So how I think I met you and how we got to the topic of Vox is we ended up at the El Amigo coffee shop, and I finally met you. I know of you. I know your name is Red. I know of our Red because of my fraternity brothers, who you're really good friends with. And they've always told me about you. And you're like, oh, I gotta meet Red. So I finally meet you. But how I know I met you is at this coffee shop, probably the morning later. And then we talked about Vox. And I was like, oh my God, that's you. You're the guy before me. And that's how I remember it. So that's similar, very, very similar.
But let's leave it. Let's put it this way. My version is cooler. Let's stick with that. Just randomly, the first question you asked me was that. So it's cooler. Let's
It's
stick
more
with that.
dramatic.
It's more
I like your
dramatic. Exactly.
version.
Exactly. So back to the movie, Hannah. So in the theme of connection, where were you when you first saw the film?
So I think I was just really homesick after being gone from Vienna for like, it would have been like 2 or 3 years at this time. So I think I was just looking for movies or something that's in Vienna because people would always ask me, where are you from? And I was like, I don't know how to explain it to someone who hasn't been there. So I was like looking for movies, and I actually had never heard of Before Sunrise, but it was like the photo of the poster is very familiar. So I finally watched it, and I was like, holy crap, this is home. And that's kind of how I ended up. I think I was just researching movies that took place in Vienna, and I was just really homesick, and that's how I think I just watched it, like in my wherever I was living at the time in college. I was just
Oh,
watching it in my room, and that's kind of how I stumbled across it. But when I was older, not when it came out. When it
not when
came
it
out,
came
I would
out.
have been like two.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made sense yet, eh?
It wouldn't have made sense.
But that must have been such a shock, though. Like you have a movie back
Yeah.
home, like literally 10 minutes away. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And no one ever mentioned it when I was growing up.
There were no posters on the streets, no
No.
advertisements.
I think I saw it, but no one in my like circles were like, hey, let's go like watch this movie or
like
something.
a
No
group of
one was into
two-year-olds,
it.
like, hey, buddy, bring your
No
dad and let's watch
teenagers.
that movie. Bring your baby run.
Bring your schnooly.
Actually,
It's like
a
the pacifier. I didn't
pacifier.
have that though. Yeah, exactly. Like no one was like, hey, let's go watch. My best friend who has lived there a year longer than I have, like born and raised there, had never heard of this movie.
Thing.
Yeah.
He's
And she still lives there. And she's like, I still haven't seen it. Or I think she tried to, because I told her to, but she like it's not that known.
Dang.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Unfortunately, it's not very known there, but it is very well known worldwide. Like, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere else.
So much
But
so
yeah,
that
it's
everyone
nice.
seems to copy it now. Because it's
Yeah.
so unique. Okay. You first saw it when you were older? That's pretty
Yeah,
much
I
the
was in
same as my
college in
experience, huh?
Umaguete.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would have been like.
My memory with this film was I was working in Manila. I had this work friend named Julie, and she used to get these pirated DVDs from a certain area in Manila, right? She travel there every payday just to grab movies. And she's recommended me a few movies. A few of my favorite films actually are by her recommendation. And around this time, I won a portable DVD player from my workplace, from my call center. So I had a DVD player. I had two movies. So I asked her, so what movies do you recommend? She gave me two movies that I've rewatched for the good part of 6 months. The first film was Leaves of Grass. It stars Edward Norton. It's a also a conversation movie. It's a stoner movie, but with hints of philosophy in there. It's such a good movie too. I've rewatched this film again for 6 months, and in intervals, I saw Before Sunrise by her recommendation. I saw it then, and then I remembered, oh, Before Sunrise. There's another movie I saw when I was younger. It was Before Sunset. I saw it when I was like 14, 15 years old. It didn't make sense to me at all. Now, when I saw Before Sunrise, I was around 20, 21 years old. It's around the same age, I think, as they were in the movie, or the movie tried to project. And it instantly latched onto me. Like, I latched onto it, rather. Like, oh, this is a movie about me. The conversations I have about in real life are in this film. So I think that's a general consensus about this film too, right? Or about this trilogy. You have to see it at the perfect time. Because I saw Sunset at 14, it wouldn't have made sense. While Sunrise, on the other hand, it just hit home. It hit perfectly. And I think that's what this film is about. It's about youth, about how juvenile we are with our thoughts, and how idealistic we are. Yeah, what particular memory do you have with the film?
With the film,
Yeah.
like,
Oh, like when you think of this movie, what do you think of?
oh, well, I think of all like the friendships I've gotten just because like our friendship is a good example, I'd say. Like
Yeah.
we really like we, it's not like our friendship is that we hung out every day. I see you every
No,
what,
we've
four
only hung out
years.
like four times.
If I
Yeah,
see you,
pretty
I see you
much.
every 4 years, and like I didn't even know you were gonna be there. I think they just mentioned that you were gonna come like the day or day of or the day before, and I was like, oh great. And so, and like all friendships, like friendships that I have stemmed from like just because we just talked about whatever, anything, even personal
Whatever,
stuff.
yeah.
It doesn't even have to be like deeply personal, but like just stuff that you think about, philosophy, I don't know, stuff that doesn't make sense to you, or even makes sense to you, and you just explain it to someone, they're like, you know what, right?
Right.
Or not at all. And I don't know, it's just, it's, I think it's a lot of how like I made random friendships in
Connections.
college especially, and after, and like, even though I don't have any communication with them, but that like that one conversation we have, it's like we
It's enough
that's
to
it.
fuel the friendship
I
for
feel it
life.
adds something to your life. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Anything
that.
that adds.
That's value to
Yeah.
your life. Yeah.
Pretty
That's
much.
wonderful. I mean, we all have that though, huh? Like we have memories that mirror exactly what the film is like, how foolish we were with our idea of love, how idealistic we were with it, how it, like feminism. I mean, it was so beautifully discussed in that film too, and so many other topics. But yeah, I mean, when you watch it now, I don't think would you still agree the same
About,
way if you saw the movie today?
oh, like
You
more
still agree
now, I feel
with
more
more
now,
now?
yeah,
Yeah. Oh wow, that's
I
interesting.
feel more now, I agree with it, like when I rewatched it a couple weeks ago when we were talking about doing this, I think I agree with it more now that I'm older, because
Really?
like compared to how I felt when I was like in college or 10 years ago to now, I value wise does change. I thought when I was younger, I thought it was funny about how like couples probably don't listen to each other anymore. Like the thing about being in a different what's it called? Like a decibel, not the decibel.
Oh,
Frequencies,
yeah.
frequencies. Your
How
voice is a
frequency, yeah.
frequency. And I thought that was just hilarious because I
How
was,
they both nullify each other,
yeah, and I was
yeah.
like, now that I'm older in a more long-term relationship, I think that makes
It makes
sense, and I'm
sense.
just like waiting for that to happen. It's already shown signs, but I'm like,
Like you and Gabriel.
I relate to it more now than I do when I was younger. It's weird though, because they were really young. when that happened,
Yeah.
right? But they were really mature too. And I don't think I was that mature yet when I first saw it. Like, not at their level.
Or do you think it was also just posturing? Because when we were younger, we'd like to pretend, or maybe, I don't know, some of the people I met, they're like 21-year-olds and they'd feel like they're so mature. They're like posturing to be
Yeah,
mature.
I think that's true. But I think
Yeah.
I always felt like I was 17 forever. And then I was, and then I am in my 20s. But now I feel like I didn't really live like I was 20 or 30. Now I feel like I'm in my late 30s. Like mentally. I don't know.
Especially now that you're newly married. So yeah, you think like you get to understand the movie
I think
more, you get to
so.
relate to it more.
Now I can be like, yeah, she has a point. But a lot of it I agreed with, for sure. Or feminism. And like, even if she was
It's I
sarcastic, I
don't
was like, no, I agree.
know. You agree. But yeah, okay. So what's your most rewatched scene? Put it that way. I mean, we're copying off
Rewatched.
of a lot of
Well,
other
my
movies
favorite
or podcasts.
rewatched scene. I
Or your favorite scene?
yeah,
What's your favorite scene?
definitely. Because I thought about it, I didn't have an answer before, right? Now my answer is when they're at the record store. And they listen to the song. And I thought,
Oh,
like, we were
yeah.
talking about connection, right? About like dialogue. This is a complete opposite. They're just
Yeah.
listening to someone thing together now. Instead of talking,
Casbo.
they just listen to the song. I forgot the name of the song. Come Here
Come
by
here.
Kath Bloom.
Kath Bloom. Yeah.
And this.
Apparently, she's a favorite of Richard Linklater, and
Oh.
he actually wanted to promote her
Yeah.
because she wasn't very popular in the States. And then, yeah, she had to re-release the album or something. After that, she came up with more albums,
Oh,
which
that's
is just a
great.
beautiful thing.
I went to the
Art.
store. I went to the record store
Yeah.
and they have the original one that they were listening to.
Oh.
I think I sent you a photo. I'll send it to you again.
Yeah, you did.
They
You did.
had
Yeah.
the original one and then she played it when we were there. Me and my friend were telling her what we were trying to do. And we were just like, yeah, we're just being tourists. And she's like, oh, okay. And she told us that the booth that they were at, where my favorite
You're
seat,
still there?
it's not real. They made it for the movie.
What?
They
That
made it for the
sucks.
movie, and she's like, no, we don't really have a listening booth. They just made it for the movie, and then when they were done filming, they took it out. So the hallway, that's why the
What?
photo, you didn't see that there was no booth there.
I just saw the racks and
Oh,
racks of
okay.
records.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
the place is really small, full of records. It's supposed to be at the end of the hall, like right by the wall. There's nothing there because it was fake. It
Okay.
was just for the movie. So they don't
Ah,
really
what a
offer like a
bummer.
record listening booth or anything, which I was like, I wanted to go and hear something, but she's like, no, she played it in like the regular
Like
speaker.
the original vinyl record. She played that? What? She must have done that 1,000 times and the
Yeah,
rest
she's
is still
like, because
plays.
me and my friend are Asian looking, so she was like, oh, we have a lot of tourists from China and wherever. And I was like, oh, well, we're technically from here, but we came here because we watched the movie and we just like wanted to look at all the sites and stuff where they went, because you know it's like 20 years almost ago,
Exactly.
right?
Oh,
More,
yeah.
I'm done. Math,
Wait. Yeah,
more,
more.
right?
95.
So like, yeah,
It's
we
like
went to check
26
it
years
out. We
now at
went
this point.
to most
Yeah.
of the sites. We went to most of the cafes. And so yeah, I was like, oh, so it wasn't real, the booth, but that is my favorite scene. There is something so intimate about sharing music that you like with someone, and it's more rewarding if they like enjoy it too, like genuinely. Like my best friend, my other best friend, we don't talk often. Like she's not very like. Every few months or so, we'll be like, hey, why are you okay? It's like, okay, good. But she's always the one I trusted since like first or second grade. If I wanted music recommendations, she's my go-to. Just give me playlists, anything you want, anything with music. I feel like my other friendships, if in addition to like just having like really nice conversations about anything, relationships or whatever.
She's your go-to.
Yeah, other friends that
Definitely.
I've made too. If we don't talk about just anything, we'll at least talk about music and they'll just give me a bunch of recommendations. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really cool.
Yeah, they'll
Give me your
follow back.
source.
My guy like that
Yeah.
is
My
Xander.
guy is
Xander's good with
was
music.
what's his name? Jazer.
Jazer, holy
Jazer.
crap, yeah,
Jazer
Jazer's
was
good
my
at
music
music.
guy that I would go to.
Jazer's very good at music
He
too,
had this
for sure.
iPod and he's like, just listen to this. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this is funky. And that's it.
This is good. This is good. What a guy. I have so many memories with
Yeah.
Jazer that I am writing about.
Really?
Like, it's a series of ghost stories. Oh shit.
Ghost story
Shit. Ghost stories. I'll
with
tell you off
Jazer.
record. Oh
Oh,
yeah.
interesting.
Oh,
I didn't know he was
a
like a
lot of ghost
ghost
stories.
person. He wouldn't be
He
the person I think of.
did live in the White House, right? Remember that old apartment
With John Mark
right
at one
behind
point.
Yeah, that place is fucking
Yeah.
haunted.
Oh, okay, I know that it's
Let's
haunted. That's insane.
story for
Do
another
me get
time.
this stuff.
Story for
Do me get the
another time.
haunted stories. That should be like a theme.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just what's my favorite
Yeah.
scene? It switches through,
Right.
right? When I first saw it, I did like, okay, where do I begin? I have so many scenes. I like the jukebox scene because they were so honest and they waited a good 30 minutes before they discussed their entanglements, if they're single or not, or whatever. At one point, my favorite scene is when they were in the car or in the tram.
Okay.
Oh, was it in the tram?
About the
Yeah,
sexual.
when they were discussing this.
Oh,
No,
no.
not the sexual enlightenment, but that part about souls being
Oh,
reincarnated,
yes, that's
how we're all
beautiful.
like different souls. And it ties into a different movie that we also both like, which is Enter the Void. Like in Tibetan beliefs, when you die, you get resurrected, and you have the choice of either passing on to the next life or being resurrected or reincarnated. So, in that film, because I relate to it, because I have these dreams, and you did say you had these dreams with people you don't know, right? I have that a lot. I dream of people I don't know at least once a month. Like, who the hell are these people, right? And I think these are memories I have from my past life, because these look like totally different people. They're not white. They look Spanish to me, and I dream about them.
I have a dream about
And it,
Mexicans, but mine's more of a
oh,
comedy. But go on.
okay. And you married a Latino guy. Look
Who I
at
thought was Mexican. Okay, I'm
Oh
sorry.
my
Keep going
God.
about your dream.
That's a totally
I
different
know.
tangent
It's
of
funny though.
okay. That's funny. But yeah, that's my favorite scene. But right now, I think after rewatching it last night, my favorite scene would have to be the end. Just when they're about to separate, right? And Jesse says, "I want to take a picture of this." But he said he didn't have a camera. It's like, I don't need it. I don't need a camera. He just looked at her and boom. And it's him trying to immortalize his vision or that exact moment. It's in your memory. It's with you forever. You carry you with it. You don't need a wallet to put a photo in. It's in your head. And I think that's just so touching. That particular part of their lives, where they're both young, where they're both idealistic, when they're both so much in love, and they haven't been tarnished by life yet. And I think that's us too. That's
Have
us.
you ever
But
done
yeah,
that
that's my
though?
favorite scene.
Have you ever gone somewhere
Not
and been like, let's take a mental picture?
let me take
Boom.
a picture. I mean, yeah, with phones and shit, but
No,
because we have phones, they
I
didn't
did
back in
that
the day.
though. It's so dramatic.
What?
At some like festival at that Angtai, there was like this music thing. I'm probably like rolling really hard too, but like two random friends who I haven't talked to in years now. I was just like, because I think there were fireworks, and we just look at the sky, and I'm like, guys, let's take a mental picture. And I go click, and it's like, and they're both like, okay, it's in here forever.
It's so cheesy, but hey.
They agreed. But yeah.
Was weed involved or alcohol
Oh
involved? This
yeah,
is
for
the whole
sure.
thing.
For
Oh,
sure.
hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what's so sad though is that, I mean, this is what I've read, is that your memories are just a memory of you remembering it. That's why we
Yeah.
have like very biased, what's it called? Like biased views.
Viewpoints.
Not just views, but like biased memory. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
It's like the, you know, the
Yeah.
show The Affair.
No. No, but
So
okay, go on.
it's about basically this man who has, I think it was three or four kids, married. He has an affair with this woman that he meets in Montauk, which is like New York. And
Yeah, New York.
the way, but the
That's
way, yeah, the way it's a Showtime series, the way it's portrayed though is half of the episode is one view, the other is the second person. So it's usually the guy and the woman. And then in further seasons, it's like the ex-husband, the wife, the whoever, the significant new significant others. So it's like the everything from her point of view. So the first one is from the guy's first part is from the guy's point of view, and it's how he sees the woman, and she's all like glowing and joyful, and that's the way he sees her, and that his memory of how they met is very different. Like he remembers that she saved his daughter from choking from the food. She was like a waiter. And then from her point of view, she was all like kind of raggedy and looked super depressed and not smiling, and she viewed the guy also like
That way.
radiant and all that, but she doesn't have that same memory. It's like memory bias.
Yeah,
So I think,
the cognitive
yeah,
bias.
so
There
that's
you
the sad part, because at least in photos you could immortalize it and you can really
go.
like
Yeah.
contradict.
Like it's in
Yeah, it's
print.
in print, like,
Yeah.
no, this is really what you
You were
look
smiling
like.
in this picture. You were happy.
Why aren't you now?
Oh God, it's so
It's
sad.
really sad.
But hey. Okay,
Yeah.
so next. That's my favorite scene. I love this movie so much. My
There's
favorite
so
scenes.
many good parts.
There's a lot of good parts, but I think I'm my favorite right now out of the trilogies Before Sunset, but we'll discuss that some other time. For now,
I have to
let's stop
agree
here.
though about before.
There you go.
All right, what are some of your observations about the film?
Observations about the film. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go a little in depth here because I love Linklater, it's just a general observation, but I love how he's so fascinated with time and time constraint. It's such a constraint in length. It's such a big thing for him. Like in his movies, Dazed and, oh no, not Dazed and Confused. Boyhood was a perfect example. He invests so much time in his characters and in his movies. Like when he was shooting Before Sunrise and I think Boyhood consecutively, or no, it was Sunset. But he shot these two movies simultaneously. Boyhood, as you know, it started off as an idea. Like Richard comes up to Ethan Hawke and says, "Why don't we shoot a short film every year for a few minutes with your son, and let's record how he grows." This was during an interview in The Watch. It's a Ringer podcast. Ethan Hawke discusses this and he said, "Yeah, why not?" And then started that 12-year-long project. And it's so painstakingly beautiful. It's a lot of work for sure, but it's a kind of progress that you age with, and I think that's beautiful. Yeah, what's your observation about the film?
Well, my observation was just because I have the connection of it being from where I am and where I grew up. Because when it came out, I would have been two, and I was already living there with my family. And I just noticed, like, it just, I don't know, it just tickles me, I guess. And I just noticed everything that's like really Austrian about it, about how
The
just
train part,
like
the
the
couple.
couples fighting. The first
Yeah.
scene ever is just the couple fighting, and I don't know if it just, if I translate it to English, if this is really how other people talk. Like you said, you told me that Filipinos seem to talk like this, like sarcastic. So they're just being really sarcastic, but they're actually fighting. And the way they fight, I find that they are very witty based on like the Austrian couples I know. When they're like, it's like a passive aggressive, and they're always they're try to be smart about it. Like Austrians are known to be polite, blunt and sort and still polite, but sarcastic. And so they're just like insulting each other underhandedly and saying stuff like the
Alcoholics.
because the woman is annoyed that he's like not paying attention to her, basically, because he's so busy on reading his newspaper. But he's like, Oh, it wouldn't interest you. There's something about women being like I think becoming alcoholics or something, or dying from it, or at least becoming alcoholics. And it's about you. And like, I don't think it would interest you. And she's like, oh my gosh. And they just get into this whole fight about it. But the way they say stuff, I was just like, oh my gosh, that's like if you had to show someone how Austrian people are, because they always assume that you're German. I'm like, no, it's a completely different country.
It's a different country because
Different
stupidly
country,
enough, I
different
thought it was the same.
culture. Also, the way they talk is very different. And I thought it was funny. I just like, oh my gosh, it's like you're home. It's like I'm home on the metro and some couple starts fighting, but it's not like yelling and saying like specific things. It's just like smart insults,
But
I
they were
think.
smashing things, though. I think they slammed the newspaper down. They were slamming the doors and they were fighting.
Yeah, eventually it got dramatic. So I was like, ah, an American directed this.
which it was. But
But yeah. And then also the theater guys, I thought that was funny because that's basically how they are
Really?
also. Yeah, like
They
they're
dress like
really
that?
casual. They're very casual when they like give out pamphlets. Like from what I remember, people would like randomly give out pamphlets and sh to ask you like, "Hey, I have a theater I'm in a theater production somewhere around here if you want to come." And they're just like really casual about it. They're not super aggressive. They'll just like slide it into a conversation as if
Very
they're not
casual.
proud of it. As if they're not proud of it. They're not like
Oh,
super crazy about advertising, but they are proud of it. They're like, "Yeah, I'm in it." But they're I don't know. It's just like it's a cultural thing. 'Cause I feel like Americans especially would be like, "Please come. Like do everything you can, like support me, especially to friends and stuff." I
Do
don't
you
know.
remember the theater culture in the Magetty? Is it the same way? Like the arts?
I didn't notice that everyone was like, maybe just not to me.
Maybe,
No one
yeah.
was like aggressively telling me to come.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
would be supportive if like I knew. I think I
I knew
only went to
people.
one thing. I went to like the Vagina Monologues.
Oh yeah,
I
that was
think
fun.
only because our my
It was
sorority
required.
sister Charm was in it.
Oh, Charm was in it. Okay.
So I was like, oh yeah, of course I'll go. And then for other stuff, if I went, it was only for
For
requirements.
school requirements, yeah.
Yeah, if ever. I'm
Looking
not
back
big
now,
into theater. Are you?
a little bit.
Yeah. I'd like to go to support my friends,
Yes.
but I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm like crazy about theater. No.
Funnily enough, I've recently just embraced, like, fully embraced my love of theater again. Because
Okay.
I've always kind of, I've gone to a lot of plays in college. I'm like, but, you know, being macho and shit, I'm like, yeah, it's a requirement or whatever. But deep inside, I loved it. I love fucking musicals.
Own it.
I saw La La Land twice in the movie theater.
Oh, did you like
I,
it?
it was okay. I loved it. I love the whole dreamer thing of it. Like, you know, you have to let go something important for your dreams and whatever. It was all very romantic. I liked it. And recently, because of Hamilton, I just went all out.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, I've seen Company by Stephen Sondheim. I've seen a few others. I'm watching Waitress right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes, I love theater. I
All
wish
right.
I could
Well, there you
sing.
go.
Yeah, there you go.
You wish you could sing? Do you not know how to sing?
I can't sing. I have such a
I
flat voice. Do you
from
sing?
your voice, no, I don't sing well at all.
I don't sing well either.
Yeah. There's two of us. We can get lessons.
I can't go high. I squeak. It's terrible.
I skip like an octave because I don't have a trained. No one wanted to teach me how to sing. I don't know how I got a
But
solo.
you can
I got
just
a solo in high school choir one time or middle school
seriously,
choir.
there was something there then. You just never explored it
No,
more.
it was just because my best friend got sick and then they just needed someone who could match the note and hold it for however many seconds. So I was, they're like, "Okay, it's you, last resort."
So you're saying there's footage of Hannah singing
I don't think
solo?
anyone.
Oh.
It's the song from Prince of Egypt.
Prince. Oh,
When You Believe.
When you believe.
So it's the last part because there's like a little girl who like in the movie who sings that. You will when you believe. So I had to do that last. It's the
Hey, you
last
went
laugh.
high. Did you go high? Oh, can you
I don't
sing
know. It
good?
was my voice when I was like 12.
Okay,
No,
so you
I
could still
can't
get
sing.
away
I
with
have
it.
hor I have awful. I will. I really don't sing.
But you have a great voice, though. Like, honestly,
For
you have a gr
talking?
for talking, for
For
podcasting, you
speaking?
have a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I always thought you could sing.
I thought I mumbled. I can tell if other people are like off tune, like when
You're
their
good at that.
pitch is
You hear
wrong.
it
I
here.
can hear that,
Yeah.
but not for myself. And one time I
Not
was confident and like I had a few drinks, tried to do
you.
the karaoke and someone recorded it and I was like, oh my God, that's so awful. I was so confident. I was like, oh, for sure for this song, right? It was like
You can
Bohemian
hear pitch and
Rhapsody
everything when other people
for
are
other
singing,
people. Yeah,
but not
I'm
when it
very good at
matters.
judging other people, but not for myself. I can't, it's like I can't hear myself. So the way I hear myself right now, it's totally off from a recording.
From how you sound.
I don't
You sound
know.
great, though. There
Thank
you go.
you.
Yeah.
I assume because your voice is so nice and deep that you're at least like
You have a great deep voice,
a
too.
bass.
You have a great, you have a, it's, what's that? It's a little smoky, your voice.
Oh, I like
Yeah,
that.
it's good. It's
I
good.
like it. But
Smoky.
yeah, like Misha Barton, she
Misha
had like a
Barton. What the hell?
lowish voice.
Marissa Cooper? What the
Marissa
hell?
Cooper.
Does she have a
Doesn't she have
deep
like a
voice?
low voice? Like I always feel like she has a low voice whenever she like on the show.
Remember being annoying, but
She was annoying, the
she
voice,
was
really. I don't
a little
remember.
bit.
I just assumed that she like tried, if not on purpose, just like it was just low,
Slow.
especially for a 16-year-old.
Again, another series we both like, which we have to delve into at some point.
We have to. I'm so
Okay.
watching it again.
We're
Anyway.
nearing the end, Hannah. We're nearing the end. Any similar recommendations? Any similar movies for
Oh,
listeners?
for this. I forgot what I recommended. I know you have a recommendation. You can share yours
Yeah.
first.
Okay. Well, we talked about this before we go, which is such a blatant copycat, pretty much, of what this film is. It's a. Yeah, it stars Chris Evans, and I only watch it for what's her face?
Alice Eve. I
Alice
watched it
Eve.
for Chris Evans. You watch it for Alice Eve.
It was okay. It had a New York. I watched it because I think it was New York. Yeah, before we
Was
go.
it Chicago or New York? I feel
Let's
like
see.
it
I
was
think it was New
Chicago.
York.
Okay.
Yeah, subway. What's in the subway? I'm thinking it's New
Maybe it was
York.
supposed to be ambiguous.
It was New York. It
Yeah,
stars
okay.
Evans, who also co-produced, and Alice
All
Eve
right.
as two strangers stuck in Manhattan, New York for the night. And just the title alone, it had before in it. So like,
Well, before we go, right?
before we go, before sunrise, like, come on. We should rewatch that, see if it's as bad as we imagine. Or maybe it's just identity bias because we related to this film.
Yeah, we could try. I'm willing to watch it again right now in my like where I am in my life because I probably was really cynical when I saw it, you know?
Probably.
So
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, whatever. It was like, what a loser, or I didn't
Yeah,
like her. So if I watch it now with like a renewed sense of like watching it fresh,
yes.
you know, clean. No,
Ah, no
with
bias.
my new bias, still bias, but like where I am right now as an older
As an older
person.
person. But similar in its encapsulation of displacement, of connection in a way, displacement while being abroad. I think Lost in Translation is a good recommendation as well. I have it tattooed. I have a Bill Murray up there. Look
It's
at
a
that. It's
Oh my
Bill Murray.
goodness.
Yeah. Make it Suntory
Cool.
time. I'm such a big Bill Murray dick rider. But that before Lost in Translation is a good movie. Like they meet abroad, they forge this connection that is tested and strengthened through time. I think it's a great movie, and it also ends on a very ambiguous note. We don't know if they catch up after all these years, right?
All right.
Right. So yeah, any other recommendations?
Well, I have a movie that I always kind of associate, not, I don't know why, but it's not even like similar in any way. It's not even a dialogue, but it's in the sense of being displaced. And it's called Genova in
Oh
or A Summer
yeah.
in Genova. And it's not at all similar to
Tell our
before. And
listeners
it but
about
it's
this.
more it is more depressing.
Oh.
It's not even like Before Sunrise I don't find depressing, but this movie's actually like depressing, and I think
Okay.
I just associate them together, maybe because of my time in life. I like moody, melancholic movies. So Genova is with what's his name? The guy, the dad. Colin Firth.
Oh yeah.
And Willa Holland plays one of the daughters. And basically their mom had died. They're from the States. And they have to move to Genoa, which is, I think, a city state in Italy, but it's technically not Italy. So they move there in this like really idyllic place, and they're like adjusting to life there. But I think just because it's in Europe, I feel like it's just
You're back
lifestyle
to that.
wise, there's this general like feel of, at least at that time, that it, not life was simple, but the way they live is very like, I don't know, the feel is just
So grounded.
you're very in touch with where you are. You really have to like delve yourself in your culture. You really have to let go of where you're from in a way. Like you it's really about adjusting, and I think just because of the times that I was like watching this, I connected to both of them in different ways. About like being displaced, or not even displaced, but just like moving somewhere new, having to find your ground and your roots, making connections. Because the daughter, I related to the daughter more, and she's just really trying to find her way. She has a rebellious phase,
Is
meets
that how you
guys,
felt when you moved
meets.
to Silliman?
That's how I felt when I moved to the Philippines.
Oh, in general.
It's just because, like, yeah, it's just like being somewhere new. And I didn't go because of like really depressing circumstances. No, but it's
Had
just
to go
like you are
for
in a new place, and I kind of had no choice to go back. I really had to like,
all in,
had to
go
really
all in.
face the decision I made of moving and adapt to everything culturally, to people. I had to face like the risk, I guess, of not. It was like a gamble. It's like, either people are just not going to understand you, which they didn't, but like you just go with it and like confidently go through it and you figure it out.
Yeah,
It
that's
worked
what
out
life
in the
is about.
end,
Yeah,
I
it's an
think. So
adventure.
they're not the same at all. I don't think even parallel. Just that thing that what they
But
have in
displacement.
common.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's a very good recommendation. I've yet to check it out, but I surely will right now. It's on my little list.
It's more sad than
More sad.
anything, I feel.
I like sad movies. You feel more.
Yeah, I like
Yeah.
sad movies actually.
There we go.
I'm drawn to them for
You're drawn
sure.
to feeling. It's like watching a
I'm
dog
drawn to
reunion
feeling.
movies.
I don't have enough feelings, so I have to watch them.
Like, you know what? Sometimes when I want to feel something, I watch like military reunions or dog reunions.
When daughter, when like little baby girls see their dad
For the first
or the
time.
sons, even, oh, that tie ads.
Is it bad if I feel more with dog reunions and baby reunions?
I don't,
Because
I agree though. I don't know if it's anything bad, but I'm like, that's honest.
dogs, you're their only world, right? And imagine they don't see you for a year and they see you and they're just so happy.
And they still remember. I
They
left a
still
dog with
remember.
Xander. I
Oh.
came to just visit, just say hi. He still somehow remembered me, and he was
Oh.
like blind.
Oh, poor dog. Oh, my heart,
I
my
know. I know.
heart.
My biggest fear is that like a dog won't remember me.
Like, who are you again? But no, they'll
Yeah.
remember. You
No, they'll remember. They'll remember you.
just think about you were their whole life for at one point. Dang. Oh well. So we are finally at the end of our first episode, Hannah. Some final
My
thoughts. What are
final
your final
thoughts.
thoughts for the film? I have something very lengthy,
Okay.
so I'm
Well,
going to
I'm a
save
very
this for.
simple.
Yeah. Yeah, you go.
It short.
Yes.
If you have a connection with someone, don't lose it. That's like basically I think it's obvious
Short and sweet.
almost, but
I like it.
thinking back, like if you think back about people that you've had a connection with, it is really sad that I haven't taken advantage of like social media or
Of
any
time.
like ways to, but there is something to it, you know,
Staying
having
in
a
touch.
little time go by and then reconnecting with them, not for any kind of agenda, just say hi and see how they're doing and like
Yeah,
update
it's
with them,
lovely.
you know. There's not.
Honestly, my favorite part during the past few years was like us reconnecting. You reached out to me shortly after 2017 when I switched back to iPhone. I'm like, oh, hey, Hannah.
You know
You reach out
why
to me on
though?
Twitter, like, hey,
Not just because of the, well,
why?
sort of because of the movie, but I got home and then I realized I passed by that bridge without thinking about it. And I, in the movie, I had never been like, oh, I know where that is. I was just like, oh, that looks familiar. I, not knowing, I went on one of my walks and I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's it. I
That's the
was like, oh my gosh, who do
I'm in
I text
the
first?
movie. Oh. But hey, that was beautiful. Short and sweet. I like it. Like, yeah, because we easily let go of the people. We take time too much, and I don't know. We take it for granted, I guess, is what I'm saying. So yeah, I appreciate friendships like this.
You gotta
And
keep it
yeah.
going.
All right, so yeah. So I wrote this a few weeks ago. It's kind of long, but I liked it, so I'm gonna read it. Okay, so this is a rather simple but obvious observation. It's almost like a review of the three films, but in Sunrise, the end of the movie ends at the beginning of a new day, at dawn in particular, almost like a subtle note that not every ending is literal, as is evident in their promise to meet up after 6 months. Sunset starts with a tease, how in the bookstore while giving a lecture in his new book, Jesse sees Celine. But we can't tell from the look of their faces if they went there together, are still together, and or if they kept their promise. As the movie progresses, everything is revealed, how they didn't meet up 9 years ago, how their lives that narrowly intersected were immortalized through fiction, and that they are miserable in the company of their respective partners. The movie ends supposedly at sunset, a literal end for their first actual day together, but signaling the start of the rest of their lives. To the accompaniment of Celine's waltz and her desire for one more night, one more try with her little Jesse. Midnight finally starts and ends and feels like a different movie. Of course, they share the same DNA of being a dialogue movie, but in actual in-movie time, it feels longer, spanning the course of multiple days. It is littered with more named characters, more locations visited along the Peloponnese coast in southern Greece. The plot is minimal, but the intensity of their discussions regarding family, romance, and growth as a couple aging just as they did in the most natural course of things. At the film's end, really at the trilogy's end, sometime after or during midnight, we are left to assume. We, along with both of them, are faced with the reality of what is, that life and romance are imperfect, that compromise in ways that most of us could perceive, but we choose to stay with who we are, but who we love, rather, simply because of that love. And yeah, this whole trilogy is just life-changing, and I hope a lot more people get to see it.
That's beautiful, Red. That is
Yeah.
that's a
It's beautiful.
good
Thank you.
observation about
We
it.
also have to honor, like, I'm surprised we forgot to do this. We have to discuss
Inspiration?
the
Oh, right.
background of the film, the
Totally.
inspiration of the film. Yeah. Because apparently sometime in 1980 something, Richard Linklater was in Philadelphia and he met Amy, right? And this is for our listeners. This is how they met. So they share a night together and blah, blah, blah. And at one point during the night, Richard promised Amy that, hey, I'm going to make a movie about this. And just like in the movie, they parted ways. They kept in touch, though. But love fizzled out and they lost touch. He kept his promise, though, because in 1995, he released the first film to honor his promise and maybe for just to romanticize it, maybe hoping to reach out to her. But she never did. In 2004, 9 years later, he released a second movie, but still nothing. In 2012, he received an email from a friend of Amy, and the email read, "Hey Richard, I'm a friend of Amy, and we saw the films that you wrote for her, and it's very beautiful. I'm sorry to say, however, that Amy died in 1994 or something, shortly before the movie was released." And that just shattered Richard. Like, she never even
Yeah.
got the chance to
I think
see
it
the
was
films
before
he
they
wrote
even
for her,
started
and that's
shooting
sad.
because there was, because I
Before
think
they
he
started
was
shooting.
like, he almost didn't want to do it anymore when he found out.
Yeah.
But
Ethan and Julie had to step
yeah.
up as screenwriters,
But thankfully they did, and that's why I think they helped with the writing also, so it sounded more natural. But
Yes.
basically the conversations they had was, if not identical to
Pretty
what
much the
he
same.
had with Amy, the conversations he had with Amy.
It felt like a different movie, though,
What do
huh?
you mean? Oh,
Midnight,
Midnight,
like
yes. Yeah, it was
structurally,
more,
it felt like a different movie.
I felt like it was more of an indie film something with all the cuts and stuff.
Really?
It felt, if not more indie, but more cinematic.
More cinematic. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
More like a traditional movie. But yeah, hey. So
There you are.
yes, we are at the end, Hannah. We finally did it, episode one.
Yay.
And for
Thank
our
you for
remaining listeners,
listening.
thank you for sticking with us. And we will publish this soon on Spotify.
Spotify?
And
Okay.
Spotify.
Well, I didn't know we were balling like that.
Yeah. We are, man. We are. And then we will be back shortly. Again, thank you. This is Movies and Memories with Red
Anna.
and Hannah. Bye, guys. Take care.